Listener Production.
Hey, it's Matt Layton with you. Multiple stabbings in Sydney's west have left one teenager dead and another seriously injured. Emergency services were called near a Doonside school just before four this afternoon. Though the boys reached Blacktown Police Station, one succumbed to his wounds. Police are searching for up to five suspects and one person's already in custody. A shadow hangs over footy great Carl Dittrich. The former ruckman for St Kilda and Melbourne faces historical child sex charges, accused of assaulting a minor in 1985. The 78-year-old missed the Saints' only premiership due to suspension. This development comes a year after the AFL's expulsion of Barry Cable from the Hall of Fame for child sexual abuse. Former cricketer Stuart McGill will stand trial later this year after pleading not guilty to drug supply charges. He's accused of being involved in a $330,000 cocaine deal. The trial starts in November and could last a week. McGill denies wrongdoing and remains on bail since his arrest last year. And the Alice Springs curfew is being lifted next Tuesday, but the NT Chief Minister is crystal clear they'll use it again if needed. Expect a high police presence with 25 extra officers patrolling the streets until June. Eva Lawless says recent bad behaviour and community fear prompted the curfew, and its success paves the way for future use.
One of the other things that has really come out of our work over the last few weeks with the curfew has been that community engagement, seeing the community own the problem and be a part of the solution as well.
A blow for Richmond ahead of Sunday's Optus Stadium clash with West Coast. Tim Taranto is out for an extended period after suffering a fractured wrist at training. It's a homecoming of sorts for West Aussie Tigers superstar Shea Bolton. Coach Adam Uze is keen to use the 25-year-old in the midfield and in front of goals.
He's playing with a carefree attitude, and to be fair, he's in some good form, but his leadership around the footy club's really growing as well, and we love him, what we're seeing from him.
Tonight's AFL action sees the Bulldogs take on the Bombers.